The essence of the light is to guide our walk. There can be problems outside us. There must not be problem within. Don't protect corruption. Don't edge corruption. Don't face corruption. Expose it. Let light shine on it.
The words that I speak unto you are spirit and life, meant to make you grow. The light of God shines in every heart that desires to know God in His true nature. You are welcome to this divine feast at the table of the Lord as we journey from one level of faith to another by the revelation of the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. Through His minister, we believe you'll be richly blessed.
Hallelujah. It's great to be here tonight, and we just need to rejoice in God's presence. Time of salvation is a time of great joy. That one thing we are going to know in this season. You cannot talk about the time of salvation without talking about the time of rejoicing. We rejoice with joy unspeakable, full of glory. So be ready for a time of great joy in this feast. This is the feast of joy. Publishing salvation is publishing what? Joy. Let's say publishing salvation is publishing the fullness of joy. Because I say, with joy shall we draw water out of the well of salvation. Without joy, we can't draw from salvation. In this level, you can teach faith, you can teach hope, you can teach charity, you can teach peace. But to teach joy, you have to have gained some level of spiritual skill. It's not easy to teach joy. I've discovered that. That one thing I've discovered, it's not easy to come to teach joy. Subject of joy must be open. This is the doorway to salvation. I'm not teaching joy tonight. Everybody's looking at me, Pastor, teach joy. Hallelujah. As I was sitting down there, a scripture just popped. I wasn't meditating on that. Just came into my spirit. Let me start from there. Because sometimes you must just be able to know flow. I wasn't meditating on it. It just dropped in my spirit. Let's just speak it from there. But eventually, maybe the Lord has something. I have my notes, but I've always known to just allow when things drop into our spirit. Hallelujah. Amen. Give me Zephaniah. Everybody says Zephaniah. Those are places that people don't like to read. Save Zephaniah. Say Zephaniah. Say Zephaniah. Let's open to Zephaniah chapter 3, 16 and 17. In that day shall be said of Jerusalem, fear thou not, and to Zion, let not thy hands be slack. His hand of Zion must not be slack, because no one that hath set his hand upon the plow that looks back, that is fit for the kingdom. Fit for the kingdom is fit for salvation. So the hand of Zion must not be slack. Likewise, you also read that in the book of Hebrew, chapter 12. Strengthen them the hand that are weak. So they slack because of something that Zion must lay hold on. So they need not to fear, and let not thy hands be slack. Verse 17. The Lord, I will say, the Lord, thy God, in the midst of thee, is mighty. He will say, there won't be salvation until the Lord is come in the midst of thee. So there must be a program that bring the Lord, thy God, into thy midst. That's the first. The program of God. God must roll out a first program. There must be the Lord thy God must roll out a program to bring the Lord thy God in thy midst. Because when he comes into demonstrating his might to say he cannot do it outside, it must be in thy midst. Jesus said that before he left. Says Jerusalem, Jerusalem, You that kill the prophet. You cannot design your time of visitation. For you will not see me anymore until you say, blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. So the Lord, what? In the midst of his people is the Lord coming. The Lord must come in the midst of his people. John chapter 14 said, if you love me, you will keep my word. Then I and my Father will come and make our abode in you. So the Lord coming in us is one of very major important agenda that is at this last time. Bringing the Lord into our midst. Not rapture. Before rapture, the Lord, thy God, must be in thy midst. So that's why they are telling Zion that he should not fear. They are speaking to Jerusalem that he should not be dismayed. That his hands must not be slack. His hands, that is what his hand must carry out. The Lord coming into his midst is according to what he does with his hand. His hand is not this hand. Is this end of his soul. He must war a good fight of faith. He must war a good fight of faith. He must hold the mystery of faith with a pure conscience. Because it will take the mystery of faith. The mystery of faith is the secret of faith. Say that, church. If you are a new timer, you are not a regular person in our conferences. When I'm teaching, I tell us to say. And when I say we should say, we should say it. Anointing might not flow to finish on time. So for us to finish on time, let's say it so that we can encourage the preacher and close the service on time. Hallelujah. Are we going to say it? Thank you for saying it. So we can see that the Lord, let's say the Lord, in the midst of his people, the Lord in the midst of thee, the Lord in the midst of thee. So the intention of the Lord is to come into our midst. He wants to come into our midst. That midst, firstly, it can be referred to on a personal basis. It can be talked about the center of our soul. And as a corporate church, the soul of the corporate church, he wants to come into their midst. And it's not just coming to waste time. There is an agenda behind his coming into our midst. Is that he is what? He will save. And when he's heavy, he will rejoice over thee with joy. I will not only rejoice, he will rest. In his love, not in your love. It must be his own love that he rests, because his love is a banner that he stays under. He will rest in his love. So there are icons, there are pillars that we can pick out from this. The first thing we can pick out for this was the midst of thee. Say, rejoice. Rest, love, joy. Those who want their keys unto the discussion of salvation. Oftentimes, the church, we have little or no knowledge about the coming of the Lord into our midst. When Angel Gabriel came to announce his name, he said his name shall be called Emmanuel. or Isaiah. Emmanuel, meaning God with us. So, the Lord thy God in the midst of thee. The Lord thy God is in the midst of thee. God's people, when we talk about the Lord, let's open to 1 Timothy chapter 1, verse 1. Oh, thank you, Lord God. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ, by the commandment of God. Well, what is God? Who is God? Who is God? Oh, God, our salvation. And what? Lord Jesus Christ. Who is what? What? Who is our Lord Jesus? So Jesus is our hope. God the Father is our salvation. So when we talk about the hope of salvation, we are talking about the Lord Jesus, who is the Son of God. Because the Son of God has the capacity, everything of God. So Paul is saying here that God is our Savior, or God is our salvation. And the Lord Jesus, our hope. So, in that Zephaniah that we are reading, verse 6, he said, the Lord thy God, with the Lord is where our hope lies. The Lord is our hope. For if in this world alone we have hope, we are of most men miserable. Our hope cannot be seen with eyes. And our hope are not meant to be seen with eyes of men. The only medium for seeing our hope is faith. Faith was designed to see our hope. Romans chapter 8 said, why do you yet hope for what you see? For you hope for that which you have not seen. So, anything that you see, anything that the lenses of your eyes can see, are not meant to be an hope for your soul. The hope of the gospel is unseen. Say that, church. That is why faith, Hebrew 11. For faith is the substance of things hoped for, and is the evidence of things not seen. What you are hoping for is that which cannot be seen. Say that. 1 Peter chapter 1. Let me quickly just labor on this by the help of the Spirit and push forward. That's why they will be rejoicing when we start seeing it. That will bring forth rejoicing into salvation. 1 Peter. Let's read from verse 7. Want to go? That the trial of your faith be much more precious than of gold that perisheth, though he be tried with fire, might be found. Let him be found. Though that may be found me, that he might appear. Might be found unto praise and honor and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ, whom having not seen, that's the one thing when you are in hope, or when you are in faith. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of that which is not seen. Your colleague at work, your siblings that do not yet have the instrument of his faith cannot see it. It is through the faith of Jesus Christ, of the faith of the Son of God, that equipment to see the hope is given. The faith that Jesus came to utter and finish. Before Jesus Christ came to utter and finish a faith, there have been faith on earth. But there was a faith that Jesus came with. He uttered it and finished it. And that faith that Jesus uttered and finished, that has capacity to see into the realm of the unseen. Faith is ability to trust the invisible. Say that, church. Can you say that gospel? I don't like the way you are saying. Can you say it as if you have fire in your bosom? Faith is ability. Faith is the working of God on the heart. I'm not talking about the biological heart. Our spiritual heart was designed to see the unseen. I didn't say to see the unseen. It's to see the unseen. The unseen is there for unseen. I use the unseen. And you cannot see the unseen until the working of faith had carried out a work on your heart. The faith is the restoration of eye to the heart to see. Say that, church. Or faith, the faith is the restoration of the giving of the eye that can see into the unseen. Or the giving of the heart that can see God, the unseen. So when we are talking about the unseen, we are talking about the person of the Father, God. We are talking about the person of the Son. We are talking about the person of the Holy Ghost. One of the essence of the training of faith, one of the essence that faith ought to achieve in us, is to see this unseen being. You know, when God called, Jesus said it. Jesus said, no one has seen God at any time. Adam, the first Adam, didn't see God. When you read the book of Genesis, Adam said, I heard your voice walking in the garden, not I see. I heard your voice walking, because the voice of the Lord is upon many waters. So Jacob was authoritative to say that. And the statement of Jesus is the finality. Jacob, no one has seen God at any time. No one has seen God at any time. Because why no man can see God is because what it takes to see God was not yet available. Because you need, the heart need a material. There are materials that you have to give to the heart and you use to work on the heart, to empower the heart and make the heart to see. For the heart to see the hope, which is our Lord Jesus. The heart must be empowered. The heart must be worked upon. The heart has to be subjected into a training. Anyone that denies the faith has denied ability to see God. You won't see God, you won't see salvation, and you won't see the Lord, your hope. Both your salvation, God, our salvation, the Lord Jesus, our hope. You won't see hope and you won't see salvation. So, first curriculum, the first lesson, the first training, reason why God commanded obedience to faith among all nations, is so that all nations might be empowered to see the Lord our hope and to see God our Savior. Hebrews chapter 11 says, by faith, Enoch walked with God. By faith, Enoch walked with God and was taken. For he had his testimony before he was taken that he pleased God. To please God means God accepts you. Say that, church. Say to please God is that God accept your person. Yes. When you say, I please God, means God accept my person. God accept your person is God give you permission to see him. To see God, to please God, God accepting your person for seeing him. And God is without respect of person. That's what he's looking for. God does not respect anybody, no matter how big your muscle is. If you like, don't have 6-pack, have 14-pack. You can't intimidate God. If you're the angel that has eyes within and eyes without, they don't see God, how much more you? Because the instrument of seeing our hope and seeing God, our salvation. I'm talking about the Lord thy God. So I'm separating the Lord thy God. The Lord our hope, God our salvation. So you can't see the Lord our hope and God our salvation. Because when you check the book, it says the hope of salvation. It's the hope of salvation. I can't connect salvation until I find the hope. And to find the hope is to find the Lord Jesus Christ. And so, I cannot connect, I can't see the unseen. To see the unseen, firstly, is to see the hope. And the hope is the Lord Jesus Christ. The commandment of God, our Savior, and the Lord Jesus Christ, who is our hope. So, salvation is a person, is God. Salvation is not one of biblical truths. Hope is not a biblical truth. Hope is a person. Say, hope is a person of our Lord Jesus Christ. And salvation is God, our Father. I can be a believer, enjoy signs and wonder, and enjoy diverse miracles, which I love miracle. I appreciate miracle. I watch those videos of miracle. They inspire faith in the heart. They encourage heart when you are faced with impossibilities. We don't talk down on miracle. We appreciate it. But we know that there is something that we are here. We must see our hope. And we must see our salvation. And so, because there is no seeing hope, and there is an until I see hope, I will be ashamed. The only thing that takes care of shame is hope. Say that, church. Until a soul have seen hope, when he meets his colleague that they finished from school 25 years ago, and he's already the executive in UBA, and he's still preaching as an executive director with UBA, he has his house in US, he has another one in Canada, another one in London, another one in Dubai. He has a fleet of cars. All his children are abroad, studying even from their primary school, secondary school, already there. And when you see his skin, he's fresh and lush. Say fresh and lush. And even he has gone to Harvard Business School, have added skill to Oxford. And when he's speaking, he's saying, oh, no, and he says, oh, whoa, my friend, oh, yeah, Tom, how are you doing, Tom? I say, I'm fine. Oh, what are you doing now? I'm really a life coach. Instead of saying, I'm a clergy. You try to package it because you are ashamed. Because this man has set up to be an executive. I'm an executive at UBA. Wow. You've tried. Oh, good. What are you doing? I'm really a life coach. Oh, life coach. Oh, yes, that's good. That's good. We deal with relationship. We teach men how to live a fulfilled life. And teach them empowerment. What is that tall man that is talking? Is an act that is a shame. Because the other person has had hope, he has achieved. So until you see hope, there's no taking care of shame. You will come into various junctions that you'll be ashamed. But there's the hope that maketh not ashamed. So nothing takes here.
Oh, Father Fraptalia Kahasi Vivra Tokti Vil Duatajivaya. For lo, ahead there is still shame. There is still shame. There is still shame. And many will be ashamed. Many will be ashamed because I have put shame as a barricade to show men who have hope and men who do not have hope. I have allowed shame. I have made shame. I have created shame. Yea, I created it. That you will judge yourself before you appear at judgment. You will know that you do not have the hope. You will know. Hearts will know. Hearts that have not hope will know. On earth, hearts will know. A heart must know his hope. A heart ought to know. Yea, for in the days ahead of you, even in Nigeria, men will be ashamed. Men will be ashamed. I will allow shame to come upon brethren. Yea, even children. Even men in church. I will allow shame. I will allow hearts to experience shame. Yea, I have designed this nation. I have designed your system. I have designed even the present operation to make hearts to seek hope. To make hearts to seek hope. For hearts to seek hope. Hearts ought to seek hope. Every heart should seek hope. Yea, for when a man is ashamed, he ought to seek for clothing. He ought to seek for clothing. There is only one clothing that I have made, which is even the hope. One clothing is available. There is a clothing which is available. Even hope. Even hope. Hope is a clothing. Hope is your clothing. Hope is your clothing. A man without hope is a man without clothing. Is a man without garment. Is a man that cannot come to the feast. A man without hope cannot appear at the feast. If he comes to the feast, he will be sent away. Because hope was given to clothe you. Hope was given to anchor the soul. Every soul must be anchored. Every soul was meant to be anchored. For that is the way we keep the soul for salvation.
That's a hope. Let's say hope. There is no salvation until your heart has stayed in hope. You must abide. The soul must abide. Now abide the faith. Every soul must find that a soul is abiding in hope. Lively hope is abiding in the soul. It's a clothes. If they don't find hope abiding, not hope that passeth away, but hope that remaineth. So, essence of faith lesson. faith lesson or faith training. Why God commanded obedience of faith? Romans chapter 16. Essence of commanding obedience to the faith. Why we must obey commandment of faith. Why we must obey demand of the faith. What faith is revealing and what faith is demanding is so that we might receive things. We might receive things. Our hearts might be worked upon to be empowered to see the unseen. Because the Lord Jesus Christ, our hope, cannot be seen. And the only thing that can see the Lord Jesus is equipment of faith. It will take the lesson of faith. You know, there's a miracle. Just as Jesus told that man that he put clay on his buffet and said, go and wash. Likewise, the soul must undergo a process for him, his eyes to be opened. There is a place of enlightenment for eyes. To see scriptures. To come into knowledge. But when he comes into seeing hope, it's not just revelation. A working on the heart. So in that book of 1 Peter that we read, but whom having not seen, ye love. In whom, though now you see him not, yet believing, ye rejoice with joy unspeakable. So we can see that though you see him not, see him is what we are saying, is him. What we are meant to see is him, is a person. It's a person. Essence of training of faith is to train the heart to see the invisible. To see God, our salvation, and the Lord Jesus Christ, our hope. Is that clear? Can we move forward? So, faith will connect me to hope. Say that, church. See, I cannot find hope until I obey faith. Say that, church. Can you say it again? Can you say it again? So, my sin, hope, is attached to obedience. The heart must obey. The heart must obey the teaching of faith. Since you have obeyed from the heart, that form of doctrine that is delivered unto you, the heart must obey faith. Any heart that will not obey faith, you see, sir, few times, maybe last year, I was talking to my pastor, brother Pastor Maker, that I discovered a lot of younger generation. They have the lingua, they have the concept, but there is still something that is missing. It's a major thing. They can articulate the thought, which is good. But I know that the next phase, they won't come into it until obedience is done. Obedience has to be done. Because everyone that have a touch and that have a grip around this thing, that's a grip, that has an experience in a measure, they came into it by the reason of obeying. Obedience. Gospel, we must obey faith. Face your neighbor, say, we must obey faith. Say, we must obey the faith. We must not just talk about the faith. We must obey faith from the heart, gospel. To obey faith is to obey revelation of what God is revealing as what is right. That's righteousness. Faith is the teaching or revelation of what is right according to the program of Christ. If we don't do obedience, we will not see hope. And it is in seeing hope that major shift begins in the spirit. Until we begin to see hope, there's not yet a major shift for the soul. Hope purifies. Hope is really initiation into the word of Christ. That's how you launch you into the word of Christ. When the soul has found it, you know those who have found hope by conversation. That's when it might be start. All that is conversation aright. To order your conversation aright is to order your conversation according to righteousness. If you have not seen hope, you cannot begin to order your conversation. There are things you need to order. And if you take hope, that you order it. You need to order me. They want to put things in divine arrangement. To order is to divine arrangement. And you cannot order your conversation. Your conversation means your way of life on the earth. You won't be ordered until you sight hope. That's when the answer. When you are walking by faith, you can walk. When you are walking by faith, when faith is going, you can walk. And they may not be in faith walk, they may not require, they don't require perfection for you. Abraham was having some itches in his faith walk, and they allow it. But when he came into a place that he sees hope, he could see into the invisible. They began to demand before me and be thy perfect. That was when a major breakthrough. When a man begins to see hope, a major breakthrough has been achieved in a man. Sighting hope is a major breakthrough in the spirit. It's a major breakthrough. When the heart are come, because he's, I see, what clarity coming to my heart is time that I can use to see hope. It's like as if you have broken through the matrix. You have broken through the maze that you have come out. It's like a baby that he popped out his head for the first time. He has lived his life in the midst of fluid. The areas of God is in the only probably eye. When you see it, it's a major shock to that baby, I can be sure. It's because they can't talk. They will have tell us the kind of shock. You mean another war exists outside where I've been dwelling in the past 9 months? If you tell a baby there's another world outside where you have been dwelling, you can never imagine it. So hope is being open into the world of the unseen, which is the realm of God, the realm of the Lord your Christ. And that's when life, that's when they start counting life. Nobody celebrates it. Nobody say my birthday. Maybe they gave birth to you. What's today's date? 11 on 11. Okay, I'm today 30 years and 9 months. We don't calculate the day we spend in the womb. So you can be a Christian. You are in the womb of being trained to see the unseen. Life begins when help are fine for the heart, and they break that curtain for the heart to see the hope. Seeing the hope is the first time you come to see the Lord Jesus Christ. That's the beginning of living. That's why they call it a lively hope. That's when living starts. The life you live before you start seeing the unseen is the womb of life. You have not come into living. That womb is the womb of faith. It's where they are culturing you. Those are exercise or kind commandments, obedience of faith. You hit, so you do little kicking. You kick the womb. And the mother is like, oh, look, he's kicking. They need to find that response that you are still alive. Before faith need to make you alive. The just shall live by faith. But that you are kicking and responding, and they carry you to ultrasound, and your heartbeat is boom, boom. Say, yes, this baby is living. It's a promise that there is a better life ahead of you. So, faith word. Let's say faith word. Say faith word. Faith word is preparation for us to be equipped with what it takes to come into what they call the land of the living. Say the land of the living. What did they say? Land? The Lord. Everybody say the Lord. Say the Lord. Our hope is my portion in the land of the living. So the Lord, our hope, is the land of the living. If you have not been brought into the season of the Lord Jesus, which is bringing you into the hope, you have not yet found yourself in the land of the living. So, faith training is to prepare us to come into the world of hope, or to bring us into the land where living is available. That is the hope is in the land of the living, which is our Lord Jesus Christ. So, commandment of faith must be obeyed. The heart must do faith. If you don't do faith, you will still be living in the womb. So the faith of Jesus makes us to live, preparing us to be see into the unseen. And the unseen is to see the Lord, our hope, and to see God, our Savior. So when the Lord, our hope, is being seen, they start a major work of purification. A major work of purification begins. Why must purification be necessary? Because it will take those who have a pure heart to see God. For blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. So a man may be seeing the Lord, but that does not mean he has seen God. Hope make you to see the Lord, but that does not mean you are seeing God yet. So with the work of hope, we must believe hope against hope, and in hope we must rejoice. In hope, and in our rejoicing hope is to purify our heart. Purification of our heart, so that we can make progress in our soul. The soul can make progress. And when you are in hope, there are other lessons that they bring. Just as faith has its commandment, hope also has its commandment. They will purify the heart until love. Because since you have love one another from a pure heart, so you purify yourself in obeying the truth. You have obeyed the truth unto. You must obey the faith unto. Just as there is righteousness unto. Truth must be obeyed unto a state. You have purified your heart in obeying the truth through the Spirit unto unfeigned love. Everybody say unfeigned love. Say unfeigned love of the brethren. Can you say that? Say unfeigned love of the brethren. God's people, someone said, I said, love for the saint is even love the brethren. The person said, love is love. Love is not love, God's people. Just our faith is not faith. It's like you telling me, I hope is hope. A man that is hoping for a car, it's the same thing that a man that is hoping for eternal life. If you say faith is faith, so can I tell them hope is hope? If you hope for a car and a guy is hoping for resurrection, people say some people chose not to receive their death back to life because of a better something. So it shows that there are something else that is better. So if you're telling me faith is faith, you are telling me hope is hope. The guy that got his death back to life and the guy that got better resurrection, that they are the same. That's what you are telling me. And you are a liar. But God, that scripture does not say agree with that. So hope is not hope. There are different type of hope. There's a lively hope, and there's a blessed hope. There are two different things. You cannot come into the blessed hope until you have found a lively hope. You must have lived before you can find the blessed hope. Because the blessed hope comes at the appearance of the great God. It's the appearance of the great God that brings the blessed hope. Where the appearance of the Lord Jesus is what brought the lively hope. Said the appearance. So when you are using the word the appearance, I mean the sighting, the seeing of the Lord Jesus Christ mark the beginning of lively hope. That's when the soul start living. And the appearance of the great God, or the sighting of the great God, mark the beginning of the blessed hope. So it will take you seeing the Lord Jesus Christ for you to come into lively hope. It will take you seeing God for you to come into the blessed hope. So I must obey. So an hope also has its lesson. The hope training, just our faith as strength. I hope I must also, when I'm in hope lesson, hope blessing will go after everything that makes me to be ashamed. Hope blessing will go me, make sure. Because an hope blessing comes in being despised, being rejected. For I have said in Mount Zion, 1 Peter chapter 2, a stone rejected of men, disallowed indeed of men. Give it to me, 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 4. Look at this. To whom coming? Everybody say, to whom coming? I can't hear you, sir. Starting when it's coming, when you're coming. To who's coming as unto a living stone. Say living stone. So a living stone is a stone that has fine hope. A living stone is a stone that has lively hope inside him. And a living stone is a stone that is seeing and knowing the Lord Jesus. I won't be a living stone if there is no, I must obey faith until I'm what? I'm seeing the Lord Jesus, who is Christ. Disallow indeed of men. Your in-law that does not have hope must disallow you. Your sibling that has not obeyed faith must disqualify you. Your roommates that are parameters of how they measure men must disqualify you. Essence of all these things is to test if there is still outer of shame in you. Your guy said, if you are ashamed of me before me, I will be ashamed of you before my Father and his holy angel. Angel alone, his holy angel. Your guy, me and his Father will not come to you. Because your guys cannot introduce a man that is ashamed. You know, look at me. All of us only have one person in our family. One of our siblings. You can easily say, this is my brother, this is my sister. But there's one person. Every family has that thing. If you don't have it, and God purposely did it, it's one of natural way of making a man to be weak and broken. Because you always have somebody in your family that it's just different. When everybody's going this way, he's going this way. And the purpose did that to humble your heart. The purpose did that. They did that for everyone. And oftentimes, why we are ashamed of such people, of those our siblings, is because they have not measured up to the standard that the world is. So even in our natural family line, God decided to allow shame. When everybody is supposed to say, this is my brother, he's a national engineer. Oh, this is my sister. Oh, I love Kemi. Kemi is a terrible brain. He's studying neurosurgeon. Nifemi, oh mama, oh Nifemi, darling, darling, Nifemi. But when you get to Kunle, what happened? What happened? What happened? I'm sorry. I'm not talking about Nifemi, bro. Kunle in this house. That one just came to my spirit. But you are not the one I'm talking about. When you talk about Kunle, just as the brother of David, to not even think and to bring David, because his mother was not in the house. He was a child out of wedlock. So, even our natural arrangement, God allows something to be shameful. And it's there. So those are part of the training I have to do. Sometimes God instructs you. Sometimes some of those brothers, I don't want them to visit you. You want to make sure that when they are coming, no brethren is around. God will test hope, commandment of hope. God will give you commandment concerning every issue. I had what God used to deal with me. I went through school without certificate, and I was ashamed to say it at the time. God had to carry me through dealings to let me know that as long as this thing you are ashamed of it, he has power over you. You will only be under this. Because God proved to me, I worked with corporate environment for years without it. So that I can know that it's able to do even without it. And now I can say that nothing. I'm not feeling anything. But before those times, I was weight on me. And what took away that shame is because I saw hope. I saw what had been laid off for me. Where thief cannot break into. Where wrath cannot corrupt. Thank you, Spirit of God. You must read your book and come out with your certificate from school. Only to just tell me now. Somebody's. I'm like Pastor Thompson. You are not like Pastor Thompson. You are not like me. You are not like me. You must say and make sure you come out with good grade for your school. Read your book and come out with grade. Heaven knows why they design my path like this. I doubt I will be doing what I'm doing now if I have it. Because there were opportunities that lay off for me. I won't be doing this. I mean it. Pastor knows me. Myself and Pastor Dimeji. Agbari ti poju. Say Agbari. Business world. If they have to limit me, they know this. Even when the Lord was coming to ministry, it took me 1 year and 6 months before I answer. 1 year, 6 months before I entered full time. They had to shut down everything around me. Because I was not going there. In fact, pastor was speaking, the pastor knew. He said, Thompson will not do it. Thompson is business. I was ready to do ministry with my business. I wanted to do ministry with beer. And some people, God will allow that part for them. God knew that I got it for you. You see? This brain. I fear it. I fear what I'm carrying. I propose I will never collect any offering for anybody. I will be rich. My plan was I'm going to retire at the age of 45 before I go to full time ministry. I'm even planning ministry out. I will work, I'll gather my money, I'll start ministry full time 45. So I know that there is investment bringing money. Then we'll be doing ministry. There's no salvation in view. So God knew. God knew that thought. And God went ahead of time to cripple me. They had to cripple me. They cripple it. They had to cripple me. So you have to show yourself. You are not like me. You are yourself. You must come out with your certificate. You must go, man. You must not come out with talk class. If you come out with talk class, we're going to bring you out to the church and flog you. I'm joking. We don't flog in the church. But we will not be happy with you. We won't be happy with you. We will speak sense to your mind and tell you to go and do postgraduates and master. That will be your discipline. You are running from book. We now say, because of this, you come up with all that, go and do postgraduate and master. That is the punishment for you. So better come out with good grades so they don't force you to do postgraduate and master. Hallelujah. You know, I'm pastoring, trying to balance things so that we don't enter to extremes. So we see, he said, unto whose coming unto a living stone, this a lie indeed of men. So, criteria for hope training, commander of hope, they will bring into season, into various season, where you will face with shame. Lesson of hope is to make you not to be ashamed. You not be ashamed of anything. You not be ashamed of lack. People, you not be ashamed. Say, I'm the better man of God. And you lose your son after all your faith. You not be ashamed. Many people will say, is it because you're not living right? That's why your child died. You will be filled with shame and you will not talk. And those who are talking to you are those who really, if you want to talk, because they don't understand where you are coming from. They will bring you into various shade of shame. Another word for shame is the reproach of them that reproach thee have fallen upon me. Another word for shame is you will carry reproach. Because that is the key to coming to the land of the living. Reproach. The reproach of them that reproached you have fallen on me. And when you are being reproached and you take it with joy, you rejoice in it. They purify your heart. They make you to see clearer the Lord Jesus Christ. Those are how you engage hope. There's no engaging the hope without shame, without reproach. How you know a man that is in hope? You check what are his reproaches, what are his shame. Those are the least more tests for hope that make another shame. The word of hope is the word that they will want to test. Will you allow shame to have its focus and don't do anything about it? When you come into it, you marry sometime, 2 years down the line, there's no chair in your sitting room. And your TV that you have, sometimes your wife, people say, can't you have fridge in your house? And your wife, because of shame, she wants to carry the TV. I want to go and put it in the sitting room. You carry it back and put it on the carton in the sitting room. And you tell, sweetheart, let us endure this shame in your sitting room. You have to stay on the rock. Some of your bed that you use as a bachelor. When you get married, you have to stay on it. And you have to take that shame. They will test you through those waters. But they are the key if you are going to abide in the word of Christ.
Oh, we thank you. We thank you. We thank you, Lord Jesus. Silivat the attack again. We bring instructions. For some have stayed too long in the womb. For some have stayed too long in the womb. Oh, some have stayed too long in the womb and they have refused to come out. And they have refused to come out. They have refused to come out because of fear. Because of fear of shame. Because of fear of shame. But here we have come to help you. We have come to help you. We have come to bet you. For you must be born again. 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 Our word is to born you again. Even into a world. Into a world that is incorruptible. Into a world that is incorruptible. Into a world that faded not away. That passed not away. You must be born anew. You must be born again. You must be born again. And yea, when you are born again, you conquer your fear. You conquer your fear. You break into a new day. You break into rejoicing. Break into rejoicing. So receive commandment. Receive instruction. Receive insight. Receive sight that you may come out quickly. For we are waiting for you at the other side. We are waiting to receive you. We are waiting to receive you. Let not shame hold you back. Let not fear hold you back. Let not fear hold you back. Yea, we have said unto you, even unto you, words, instruction, even commandment, that you may be born again, that you may be born again. You receive help, even as it's coming to you, that your birth will come with rejoicing. See the Lord.
1 Peter chapter 1, give me verse 3 quickly, sir. Thank you. Let's see what's going on to go, church. Want to go? I don't like to be ready. Let's read it so that we can close early on time. Want to go? Yes. Say, we are begotten again. Where? Unto
11.
So the two of begotten you is when you obey faith. Listen, they burn you into lively hope. being born again unto a lively hope. You can't be born into the unseen. They have to give birth to you into it. God is a person. It's your hope that are giving birth to you. They are giving birth into you, into the hope. The Lord Jesus. I just speak my spirit. Sometimes, the shame that you may have to go through, even though there's delay in marriage, you must endure that shame. You must not try to organize yourself out of shame. And try to say, Pastor, hey, just, sir. Are you sure, sister? Open again, sir. Open again, sir. In fact. But you know, because of that shame, you feel that, oh, your contemporary, they are married and they have their 3 children. They have done their family planning. And you are still waiting. And you just want to come out. So, once we are in hope, when they try to walk out, we must stay in it. We must not make alternatives. We must not make alternatives. Making alternative is trusting the arm of flesh, which I fear. We must stay in hope. That is the time they put up when Abraham was in hope. They launched Abraham. I would say, woo, though he was he hope against hope. Though he is the devil of Sarah's womb. That you are dry. You see, your natural finances may not be going on. Something holding it down. You must say, you believe in hope against hope. You must stay in hope against hope. Because it's you stay in hope against hope. I'm talking to someone here tonight. You must hope against hope. You must not consider the deadness around you. You must not, anybody if you look at those deadness around you, is to cause you to be ashamed. Neither must you consider your body that is falling away. You must stay in hope. You must stay in hope. That's it. Giving God. Giving what? Giving glory to God. That giving glory is rejoicing in your shame. You must be rejoicing in your shame. Giving glory to God. Giving thanks to God. In that your shame. You must keep going to God in your shame. In your reproach, you must keep giving thanks to God. Tonight, I'm teaching about the hope of salvation, our Lord. I just see as you stay there. So the hope of our salvation is the Lord Jesus. Then, our God, our salvation. God, our salvation. But we can't talk about God, our salvation. We can't talk about the Lord Jesus, our hope. The training of hope is necessary for anybody that will inherit salvation. God is my weakness. This is not what I wanted to preach tonight. But we have to just follow the Spirit. So we can see that when I'm in hope, I must be giving thanks to God. In that shame, in that reproach, I must be able to give thanks to God because I know that there is another hope that I'm in. I'm in the living hope. Hope that flesh grasses can't see. Because all flesh is grass. And the glory of flesh that the flower of the field that today is and tomorrow is cast into an oven. God's people, when we are in hope, we must stand. We must be found standing. We must not crumble under the weight of shame. We will not be crumbled under the weight of accusation. Because oftentimes it's not only men that's what. Satan will move evil spirit around you. When you stand for truth, I have no doors that were shut down because I identify myself with Reverend K. Doors. Reverend K, we have been talking, exchange card. Just say, we check them, we have talked. Just say, wow, we spoke about Hagin, we talk about When I spoke, I was, oh yeah. Whoa. We spoke with fellowship. The fellowship. Oh, wow. Say, I've only been seeing you. I see your capture. We just met. I didn't even know that he knows me. And I've been, when he got there, say, who? Reverend K? I just see the countenance fair. Oh, this man is a sweet man. I didn't know that you are related with Reverend K. And that alone. I just saw that withdrawal inside. And that would not make me to what? To be ashamed of God's servant. Because shame also can come through that door. God must train us not to be ashamed. I will not be ashamed of Reverend K. I will not be ashamed of God's servant, Reverend Mrs. Mama. Shame may be around. Through those shame, they purified us. Everyone that has this hope in himself purified himself. Because we need the purification that we can have the pure eyes that can see God. That can see God as salvation. Because there's difference between seeing salvation and knowing salvation. We must see salvation first and come to know salvation. If I have another section in this, I will dwell on our God. God, our Savior, our salvation. The key to seeing God and knowing salvation. If I can see salvation, I might not come into it. Moses saw the promised land, but he didn't enter. They took him to a very high mountain. Talk about height in the spirit. He has stature. He saw afar, but he didn't enter it. Because there is obedience. In the season of salvation, there are the sort of acts that must cultivate to cause us to enter into salvation or inherit salvation. So, I must not be ashamed of Reverend Enstrom. All the time, the ministry may not be popular. And people that start young one, they can have, everybody wants to have a quote-unquote successful ministry. That my brother is doing ministry for years and it's not yet popular, I must not be ashamed of it. They will go to everything where we don't know that we can have tendency to be ashamed. They will visit because those areas we need to be purified from those things. Oh! It's a purifier. So that we can have the pure eyes. The eyes of a dove that can behold our Savior. The Lord thy God. Give me that Zephaniah as I close. The Lord thy God is in the midst of thee. The Lord Jesus does not come until a heart has stayed in hope. His appearance is there that have hope for him. Peter, captivated in Peter. I have fought the good fight of faith. Say that, church. When you are not ashamed of me, when you are not ashamed of your reproach, that's the time. Those are fight of faith. It will take fight, sir, for me not to be ashamed of you. Peter was ashamed of Jesus that night. You are one of them. I swear to God, I don't know you. You are one of them. You sound like Reverend. Reverend Busui. Who is Reverend Busui? No, you are being what? Eternal life, I say. Because shame of the Lord is not only said the reproach of them that reproaches are falling on me. Reverend Busui. Yes, I know that man. I know him. I attend a few meetings. But really, you didn't attend a few meetings. Because you know, whenever they mention his name in town, there is what idea of you has in mind. We must bear that shame. Because it's in those shame that they prefer our heart. In those shame is where they prepare us to have a pure heart to be able to love one another fervently. If we don't bear those shame, when everybody is moving to love on faith, you will discover that your own love, you can't migrate. You have reservation of brethren. And why you have that reservation? Because you are ashamed of them. You are able to love the brethren fervently. You are able to love the brethren purely. Because what makes you not to love them fervently is because of area that you are ashamed of them. There's something about you that you are not. You just other thing. You are not. By not dealing with your shame, you will move to love on faith. You won't move to love on faith. That's why we must deal with our shame. We must embrace our reproaches. We must walk in them. If you are here that you are married and you don't have fruit of the womb and everybody in your office is fine, you know there's a benefit. Yes, 10 years, 20 years, don't be ashamed of it. There are zones that the Lord will train us. One of the things the Lord was telling me, Thompson, you won't be purified to have pure hearts if in the area of hope you don't allow it. He said the test is shame. I'm going to bring shame around you. I will surround with shame. And you must embrace them and love the shame. So when you love it, it purifies you. He said purification is necessary for a love that is unfeigned to come. So what brings out unfeigned love is a man that go through those shames. There's no unfeigned love if you won't embrace shame. Now who's going to say, who endured the cross and despise the shame. Joker, despise shame. When those shame come around, you despise it. If the administration will shut down because you are embracing shame, God's people embrace it. If some people will not employ you because you have some, please embrace it. Despise it. I sense this word of the Lord telling me that it's empowering men to despise shames. As every generation, man has only hide behind shame. But I see a generation that is standing tall. Say, we will not be ashamed of our God. Paul said it to Timothy. Timothy, do not be ashamed of me. And well, me is prisoners. What is man? He was a prisoner of hope. 2 Timothy chapter 1 verse 8. Give me verse 7 first. Look at this. Verse 7, sir. For God has not given us the spirit of fear, but the power of love and of sound mind. Verse 8. Be not thou therefore, because the spirit is not the spirit of fear. Say unto Zion and Son, be not be afraid. Do not let your hands slack. Be not thou therefore ashamed of the testimony. Because if you are ashamed of a brother God has surrounded with shame, you are afraid of God's the testimony of the Lord that is at work in his life. Do not be ashamed of the testimony of our Lord. Look at it. Don't be testimony of what? Do not be what, church? Answer me, church. Do not be ashamed of the testimony of our Lord. So what is the testimony of our Lord? The Lord, our hope. Now of me is prisoner. Because I'm a prisoner of hope that maketh us ashamed. But be thou partakers. Partake with me. Partake of the shame of your brother. Partake of the shame of your sister. Let that those who reproach him, let his reproach fall upon you. No, that's why in this hour we don't criticize church. We don't talk about church because we allow the shame of the body to fall upon us. We carry the shame of the body. We carry the shame that men put affair into series of fornication and adultery. I'm the one that have done it. Then when Daniel was confessing his sin, he didn't say, your people are sin. He said, for we are sin. When my brother, he has formed fornication, and newspaper is talking about it, everybody is sharing it on the Google. I should not join them to share it. Because that shame must fall upon me. Those the reproach of you must fall on me. We are the ones that have done it together. We must also learn how to share the shame of the body. We must not criticize the body. God of God is not raising spiritual activists. We are not spiritual activists. We are the ones, we are burden bearers. We bear the burden of God. Somebody say, the care of churches that fall upon me daily. We must know that that is the mandate of the law for us. For us to be purified, that we might come into a state of unfeigned love. I smell that someone's wondering why. I do some love work, and I know I'm not yet there. You know, I see something, I see, I recoil. There's some love. Oh, you just okay, wow, this love, I've never done this kind of love. This love is so pure. But you know that you can't sustain that experience. I see something recline back in you. I knew it. There's something I show. I knew, wow. This is a purely, wow, this is not me. Thompson, this is not me. Where is this thing coming from? I knew it. Whoa, look at this is love, man. But really, ever, I found that I can't sustain that experience. I can't stay and repeat it. I know that it's because I've not yet had enough purification. And what's supposed to prepare me are many other things that I need to go through shame. We must embrace the shame of the church. That brother affair, we are the one we fought together. That church that is not doing fine, to all love are not doing fine. We must not be ashamed of him. He said, do not be ashamed of the testimony of the Lord. Not me is prisoner, but be thou partakers of the affliction of the gospel according to the power of God. So there's an affliction, there's a shame that follow the power of the gospel. And that power is what? It's faith. When you are obeying faith and they are bringing you to hope, be ready for shame. I'm very sorry if I've make you sorrow tonight. But I know that godly sorrow produces repentance. This is a major milestone, especially our young people. We should not try to package ourselves. We should be like ourselves. We should not try to package ourselves. Because I know that we are living in the world that everything is packaging. The pancake that we use our face, it changes who we are. It's not our real face. We must allow shame to have its full work. That will be tired, wanting nothing. There's a hope that maketh. Say that, church. I'm closing with that. Say, hope that maketh. I can't hear you, church. Can you say it again? Can you say it again? Do you know the word? Say, hope maketh. That's what hope makes out of a man. Just that the I will make it is faith that worketh. You can replace make it into worketh. There's a faith that worketh. So hope also work. So when you say hope that maketh, there's a making. When I allow hope to carry out a work of making, my making, if I allow hope, it makes you not to be ashamed. You will grow above what men are ashamed of. The way they were going to finish with war, by the time they finish with you, God, we will not be ashamed of what men are ashamed of. You know? One of my person, they're very close to our family, very close, told myself and my wife, he said, you guys are Puma. He said, both of you, you face the same thing. He said, both of you, you are Puma. So he said, you people, daughter myself, he said, you guys, you just face the same way. You are going to the same way. Because when everybody were buying land in Mowe, we were not buying land in Mowe. All the other siblings have bought it. Because we can't even buy it. If God does not provide the money, will I steal? Will I steal? I can't steal. I have to wait. You God does not provide, I have to wait. I sense thoughts fighting. This are fight of faith. You must fight. So, not even. These are fight. This is what they call the fight of faith. Fight of faith is not praying and labor. These are fight where you hold your ground. We won't bend. If they will despise us, we will stand for this thing. Those are fights. Fight. Having the ability to stand, stand therefore. Those are discipline of it. You will stay there like those terrible children. Okay, we are not careful to answer concerning this matter. Our God is able to save us. But even who save us, we will still not change our ground. So, hope make it. When you use hope where? You will enjoy. Because when you are in hope, you will see the unseen. And when a man is seen, everybody will look at you, you are mad. Look at when King God Agrippa, is it Agrippa that told man said two man and make the bar. Then what the answer of Paul? Paul said it's not madness. He said, I am not disobedient to the heavenly vision. Say heavenly vision. You are thinking that what is happening to me is madness. But there's a vision that I've broken into. That vision is hope. You are calibrating this as madness. You are calibrating this thing as madness. But it's an heavenly vision. I'm seeing a vision. But it's a pity, O King. You can't see it. He said, Paul, you only need to be a Christian. He said, I wish everyone here is a Christian, except you don't partake of this chain. But there's no way you will be a Christian and not have the chain. Because the chain is the prison of hope. To imprison you, not to have your way. May the Lord bless our hearts. No, David also said this. Is this Psalm 83? I almost lose hope when I saw the prosperity of the wicked. Where the answer is when I enter into the sanctuary. What is sanctuary? Sanctuary is a curtain that is enclosed all around. When you are outside, you have not entered into sanctuary. Look at this. Let's go to church. Want to go church? I'm closing right now. Don't sleep. Want to go? Fire was what? When I saw the prosperity of the wicked. For there are not bands, but their strength is firm. They are not in trouble as other men. Neither are they plagued like other men. Therefore, pride encompassed them about as a chain. Violence covered them as a garment. Their eyes stand out with fatness. They are more than their heart could wish. They are corrupt and speak wickedly concerning the oppression. They speak loftily. They set their mouth against heavens, and their tongue walketh throughout the earth. Therefore, his people return either, and water of a full cup are wrought out to them. And they say, is there knowledge in the Most High? Behold, these are the... Now, if you jump it, there's a place where they say, I went to the sanctuary. Is it done? It's okay. Behold, these are the ungodly who prosper in the world and they increase in riches. Verily, then the collection of the righteous is using faith. Verily, I have cleansed my heart in vain and washed my hands in innocency. For all the day long, I have been plagued or I have been chastened and scourged and chastened every morning. If I say I will speak thus, behold, I should offend. Offend what? Offending God, you know. I should offend against the generation of thy children. When I talked to know this, it was too painful for me. Until I went unto the sanctuary of God. And the sanctuary, I find something, understanding. When I get to the sanctuary, I find understanding. Because why? The seven golden candlestick instructed me. The light of his covenant, seven golden candlesticks, which is the eyes of understanding, eyes, spirit of wisdom. Understanding brought to prayer. Don't be envious of what you saw outside. So long as you are outside, under the sun, there are many things they are ashamed of. But when you enter into that curtain, all what you see is what the light of the candlestick illuminates. You just need to enter the sanctuary. For in the sanctuary, understanding, you will fetch it. Your heart will fetch understanding. Then you will understand not just what is happening, you will understand their end. For I know the thought that has towards you, the thought of good and not of evil, to give you a future and an expected end. I sense the Lord bringing for comfort to her tonight that I have been plagued for so long. This is also made me plagued so long that I've been chasing all day long. When you remember pain for your heart, but yet the word, I am giving joy to those who are mourning in Zion. I'm giving joy to those who mourn in Zion, spirit, the spirit of God. I'm comforting Zion. I'm bringing my comfort to Zion, said the spirit of the Lord. I'm renewing your heart. I'm bringing my strength against your heart, said the spirit of the Lord. Comfort ye, my people, say the Lord. Oh, I'm bringing forth, renew your heart. That you may not hide behind as hang down, they may be lifted up again. Every feeble knee may be strengthened. Oh, Masali Eleshi Pradatesik. Oh, Yelena, Shambrede Sufarese. Enter to the sanctuary tonight. Carry out the conversation. Go in tonight. Enter into sanctuary and fetch out understanding. Don't stay in the outer court. Don't stay under the sun. Enter in. Let the comfort in the sanctuary. Oh, Nemeshi Manasa Satelash Kereskia.
Brother Boschke Plena Siapali Rabalashki and the Sabana. Zebebebebebeshendele Brother Baliapa Rabalashki and Taneste. Brother Balashki and Testepenima Suta Libia. Romaneshki and the Basapali the Barabalashka. Brabala, Bebala, Brabala, 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 Brabalashke Penima Sida Baliadashi. Rababababashandalaba Rabalasta. Gedeon, be not afraid. Gedeon, be not afraid. I say unto the city of Judah, behold your God. Behold your God. Behold your God. Strengthening the hands that are dropped down, oh God, raising those hands, strengthening those knees, and raising your people to walk, to mount up, to stand, to stay strong, to further on in the journey of life, to receive the power, to receive the strength, to come to salvation, to come to salvation, to rise above the shame and everything that this world has to raise as accusation against what you are doing within us, against what you are working within your people. Lord, we thank you tonight. We appreciate for help, for helping us.
We believe you've heard the voice of the Lord by virtue of the words that has come unto you. Why don't you make it a date with us in any of our meetings? You can join us on Wednesdays for special teaching with Reverend Busuyi Olabode by 5 p.m. and Sundays by 8 a.m. at Eternal Life Embassy, 175 Adeyemi College Road beside Mercyland Hospital, Ondo. For more information, please call 0806-509-8130 or 0703-395-8818 or visit our website www.fmli.org. Remain blessed.